Hello, this is Kenny Kyler. I am Commissioner of District 2, Hampstead, Manchester, and Finksburg. Actually elected by those group, I'm Commissioner, I feel like, all of Carroll County. Everything here matters. And we've been doing the job now for about 150 days or 5 months, so I'm still learning. I think we've got a lot done. We've done a lot of things, hopefully positive for all of the county. And as always, I want to start out by telling you we need your input. Feel free to call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kcarroll@county.gov. We've been pretty busy and a lot of stuff's been going on. Primarily, we're in the middle of budget session and we've worked on that many, many meetings. And I think we've got it down to a good proposed budget, but nothing's final yet. There's a public hearing on Tuesday, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Scott Center at Carroll Community College. Come out and voice your opinion. Let us know what you'd like to see changed. We still have the right to change it until it's finally adopted. There's a work session following that on Thursday, May 11th at 1 p.m. that we will take the input we've gotten to date, including the public hearing at the community college, and make final changes to the proposed budget. We're still in process evaluating solar on ag remainders. That's been going on, and there's a website that shows what's been talked about, what's been done there, and again, would love to continue to get feedback from people of what they think about that. We've been continuing with ag preservation, adding property to that, which is one of the jewels of Carroll County. I'm really excited to say that on this Sunday, we are holding the second annual Veterans Celebration of Carroll County. This is an event that's been developed in partnership with the county, the Veterans Advisory Council, which brainstormed the idea a year ago, and many other people have had input. There'll probably be 25 vendors or services that have something set up out there. There's been sponsors. The event is from noon to 4. At 1 p.m., there'll be recognition and a little bit of talking. And the welcome ceremony includes special recognition to those that served in Afghanistan. They will get a challenge coin and some other information. I think one of the intentions of the county and the advisory committee and the people that developed this is to try to make sure that the younger veterans realize what's available for them, realizes how much them and their families deserve those benefits, and also survivor families. So hope to see you all this Sunday out at the Farm Museum from noon till 4. We've been busy doing a number of other things, and I'll run down a few of the things that I've been to and other commissioners have been to. There was a Christian Farmers Outreach Luncheon back on April 1st. Great event, big crowd in Pleasant Valley Fire Hall. Reese Fire Company, April 1st, had their 75th anniversary banquet, and the place was packed. They've got a lot of active volunteers and workers. They had a lot of other people join them that night to celebrate, and it was just great. We've been blessed in Carroll County. I probably mentioned earlier, Commissioner Rothstein and I tried to get to Annapolis every Wednesday during the session. We're both involved with MACO, and we would have some MACO meetings. And then every Wednesday, we ended up meeting someone, either one of our local delegates or senators, other delegates and senators, or some of the new secretaries. We got to meet VA Secretary Anthony Woods, had a very, very good half hour, 45 minutes with him. And it's just been great because, and I'll mention it moving forward, but the Lieutenant Governor has visited us here in Carroll County. Secretary Woods, the Agricultural Secretary Addicks, the Lieutenant Governor, they've all visited us here in Carroll County. And they come here and they show interest. We're not one of the larger counties and we're considered pretty conservative compared to Annapolis, but they're out here and they're supporting us and it's been great. I attended the 4-H Achievement Program at the Ag Center. That's another jewel of Carroll County, the Ag Center, and so much goes on there and there's so many families, local businesses, the kids in the 4-H. It's just so great to see all the families out there and all the stuff they do. Went to Tonytown's business breakfast, which was great. It's nice to see them up there. I got very fortunate to be able to attend the Battle of the Books at Manchester Valley. I think there were three maybe that night only, and then a couple more on other nights. But it's just great to see the teams of students working on the essentially a trivia contest based on the books they had read. And again, I said Lieutenant Governor Miller and Secretary Woods came to visit us in mid-April. I've got to visit a few of the businesses in the county. That week, I got to visit Random House in Hampstead. A lot of people probably aren't aware of it, but that large, large building off of Houksville between that and the old Black & Decker site primarily handles comic books, and they're using the whole building, and it's great to see somebody like that in Carroll County employing local people and helping us get recognized with friendly businesses. The commissioners, we all went out to the maintenance center on Old Meadow Branch Road and celebrated National Work Zone Awareness Week. And particularly with the accident that happened on the Beltway where there were fatalities of workers working behind safety measures, it was just a good time, and it was nice to see. People don't always recognize it. And we've got brave firemen in Carroll County and EMS. We've got very brave Sheriff's Department and deputies, and they do a lot of risky type activities, but so do the road workers. They're out on the highways, they're working out there, and a lot of the times they're smart and they use safety measures and they use them properly. We've seen that, but they're still at risk, and that's a dangerous occupation too. I got to attend the Carroll County, the Carroll Community College Trustees meeting. Hampstead Volunteer Fire Company did a celebration for the completion of their first phase. They've still got more to do down there, but that's a great facility. It's so great to see that they decided to keep it on Main Street. So many of the ones move out where they can build a bigger building and be out a little bit. But I think it's great that they're part of Main Street Hampstead. And it's not easy to rebuild on the same site while you're trying to maintain fire service and EMS service for the community. But that's what they're doing. And that's just so great. The same day, Westminster Fire Company started their celebrations for their 200th anniversary banquet. And they're going to have more stuff, a parade in the fall and other activities going on. But this is their 200th year, which is awesome. I mentioned earlier, Ag Secretary Kevin Addicks met farmers at the Ag Center one morning. It was set up by the North Carroll Business Alliance, set up and had him come here, and that was another great event. And he truly cares about agriculture, how farms and farmers can make more profit and stay viable so we don't lose farms. And it was great to hear him say all that here in Carroll County. Went to Taste and Toast supporting Lightbridge. That was great. And you see so many Carroll Countyans there doing stuff. I've been to a couple veterans appreciation dinners. One was at Freedom District Lines, hosted at the American Legion in Sykesville. I got to meet Bill Hudson. A lot of the community doesn't seem to be aware, but they have a very active group of former students and friends of Robert Moton School. And they're fortunate that building still stands, and they have a room in there, and they're working to expand their area in there so they can put out artifacts and make it a museum. But I wanted to mention it. I think a lot of people don't realize that group's meeting. That group wants to show off the Robert Moton Building and the history that's associated with that school. And times were strange in the up to and through the 50s and 60s, but they had some great students there, and they had some great teachers there. It's amazing some of the teachers they had in that school. And I think Carroll County didn't integrate schools until the middle to late 60s. And it's tough when you're forced to attend someplace, but they had a very viable group there, and it's nice to be talking to them. One of the heartfelt things going on, the Ag Center dedicated an arch to Tommy Dell at the parking area. And again, I've mentioned The Ag Center seems to do some great things. Tommy Dell was a great friend, a great wrestler, one of the coaches for Manchester. Unfortunately, he died in a farm accident 12, 13 years ago, and he's very, very missed. His daughter, Josie, designed an arch. The Ag Center orchestrated it being built, took donations towards it, and posted it and dedicated it a few weeks ago at the Ag Center. It's out there if you want to see it, but it's so great to see that Tommy Dell, such a good man, is still having effect on people throughout the county. Went to a couple breakfasts, and I'll tell one thing on a personal note. Wednesday, Rhonda and I got to go to Bill and Robin Chesley's house in Anne Arundel County and see Dan Gable and Mike Moyer. Rhonda and I have been very involved with wrestling since high school. Started Manchester Wrestling in the early 70s. It's still a very viable youth program. Dan Gable was one of the best wrestlers this country's ever seen in high school and college. Also went through the Olympics, won the gold medal unscored on, and he's just a great motivator and speaker. And he talked about how wrestling's affected his life, and Mr. Chesley there talked about how he's been so successful in life, and a lot of the skills came from when he wrestled in high school. It's just great to hear that. Lastly, and I'm starting to run out of time here, I'm going out to Union Mills this afternoon. The Maryland Historical Trust Preservation Award is going to be given to them for the flume at the grist mill that was rebuilt, restored. It was a partnership between Carroll County, the Union Mills Homestead, the millwrights. Some of the employees of Carroll County worked on it, and they're now going to see that it gets an award this afternoon. And it's great. I mentioned the Farm Museum. I mentioned the Ag Center. Union Mills is also one of the primary tourist points in Carroll County, and that's been a partnership between the Shriver family and Carroll County government for many, many, many years, and will continue to, and it's just a great facility. So I better sign off. I think I've used too much time, but again, we need your input. Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Thank you very much.